Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
I have been under the weather, still not quite up to par, but you know what? I had come on back on the air because I missed y'all. So if you hear me cough a little, I try to keep it down, but, you know, bear with me. You know, sometimes when you get sick, body just, actually it's not really being sick, it's just when you're you're going all the time. Your body turns sometimes against you to relax and take a minute. And that's kind of what my body's doing to me right now for the last couple of weeks. And I haven't really just taken some time off and relaxed and nurtured myself and got myself back up to par. I do it for a little bit, and then I'm right back at the grind and working hard, doing all the things that that are trying to succeed at whatever you're doing are doing, you know, and that's what I do, you know, whether it's working during the day, doing my own thing, working with my kids, whatever. Shout out to all dads and moms, aunts, uncles, grandparents, everybody who's in a child's life that encouraging and making them a leader of our future, because, you know, that's what we got to do. When you get a little cough, anyway, but shout out to those at Lawless Entertainment, Lawless Radio. We are doing big, better things each day. Oh, we got something going on, so hopefully those of my listeners are keeping it real. You are fans on our Facebook page for Lawless Radio, Lawless Entertainment. We have a special guest coming on later on, actually in a little bit, hopefully, Valerie Carey. She is the founder and CEO of TOTM. So, ladies, I'm definitely, all my supporters out there who are women, y'all need to call in and chit-chat with her. This is the time of the month, TOTM, and she's going to distill some myths. I want her to definitely distill some stuff that I've probably thought about and you know, probably had nothing to do with that time of the month. I'm looking forward to speaking with her. And I also want to put a shout-out to my poets, my lyricists, anybody like that. I am playing a poetry night on the show in the next couple of weeks. So hit me up, please. Hit me up on Facebook, in my inbox, or on the Keeping It Real. Email me at kir3al@gmail.com. Definitely hit me up, because we can, I'm definitely scheduling a poetry night, definitely. So without any further ado, let us talk to our guest for the evening, Valerie. Are you
Hello.
There, Valerie?
Yes, I'm here. I'm not sure how well you're receiving me. I was receiving a little bit of static on my end. Coming through.
Yeah, we have a little bit of static. Not sure exactly where you're located right now, because you're all over. You're moving. So I'm not sure where you are, but we have a little bit of static.
Okay,
can you hear me?
I can hear you, but I definitely want to have, you know, a clear connection. So I'm going to drop off the line for a moment, and I'm going to talk coming back
in. Can you call us back in? I can, you know, because I can talk to them a little bit and play a couple of songs if necessary, so that we can have a better connection.
Absolutely. I'll be calling back in a minute.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you shortly.
Okay.
Okay. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. That's what we call live entertainment. you know, hey, when people call in, just like when, you know, regular radio on the radio station, sometimes they have to turn their music down or they have to, you know, hang up and call back in. That's what it's all about. You know, and as we all know, cell services, depending on where you are in the spectrum of the USA, or overseas, will determine the clarity, of your reception. But she'll be back. She's going to try and find a clear phone line or work that out for us. So I'm excited about that. Like I was saying, for any poets or lyrics, anybody who, you know, wants to, some high, you know, definitely hit me up on Facebook. Message me if you're not a friend, or hit me up on the Keeping It Real fan page on Facebook. Okay, and remember that the keeping it real. The real has three where the E is. So definitely do that. I am saying I'm a lot, y'all. That's not cool. Anyway, but see, now that I notice it, like I'm going to say it all the time. I'm one of those people, you know, with those, you know, who are out and you're speaking all the time, whether you're a trainer, a meeting planner, facilitator, something like that, or if you're just a sales business person, you notice when you tell people, don't say such and such and such, and then you turn around and if you notice that you're saying it, it's kind of, it's in the forefront. So, but again, if you're a poet, lyricist, hit me up. I'm planning a poet night. Also, I want to shout out Friday night. If you're in the 757 area, please go to my page. There is going to be a industry night / birthday party Friday night. So it's going to be magazine release. We got a new music release. We got a model call going on. I am going to try, if my health is willing, to be there. So definitely go to my page. As the night goes on, I'll be telling you more about it. But let's see if Miss Valerie Carey in a clearer reception. Hi, Valerie. You are back on air.
Hi, Nikki. How are you?
I'm good. Let's see if we are a little bit clearer now. But we're doing wonderful. Yes. Well, yes. Sounds clear. I think it sounds clear.
Much better.
So can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. So we are on the air, like I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, with Valerie Carey. She is a retired, I was impressed. I was like, wow, retired New York City police sergeant. And you left that to do what most of us eventually would like to do, and some of us do it and do it successfully, and or even are still trying to do it successfully. Entrepreneur and an author, you know. I would like to, you know, I know that the audience would love to know, how in the world did that switch take place?
Wow. Well, I worked with the police department.
The reception is still bad.
Bad.
Yeah, it's still a little bad.
Okay. Is that better? Is that better? Hello?
Yeah, it's still floating water.
It's still, I'm sorry. It's not better than.
No, I can't hear you at all.
Oh, no.
Okay.
You know,
can you try a different landline, maybe? I don't know where you are. I'm going to play some music right now, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be right back, and hopefully when we come back, Miss Valerie Carey will be back on the air with us in a better reception area. We'll be right back.
Oh! But didn't know. It's kind of strange how we're kissing and loving and hugging and touching. Now you want to say I ain't getting nothing. What about the club? You didn't say no paying. Now we at the party, you tell me no playing. Signals must have got crossed. Yes, I must have got lost. Singing it was on, but you was only leading four. I ain't no racist, I only do what you let me. In case you didn't know when you met me, I'm a Chi-Town legend with the ladies. You will forever remember the name B.A. Crazy.
You get nothing from me. But it was all in the world.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, awesome jazz right then. That was Getting It In by Ty Marquis. Before that, it was Get to Go Home by Nashe and B.A. Crazy. And our first song of the evening when we first came on the air, I'm so sorry, I apologize, was Fiesta, B. Taylor. So those were our local come-ups. That's right. That's what Lawless Radio does. We support our local people and what they're doing all around, not, you know, from not just the East Coast, but the West Coast, everywhere. So whatever you're doing, you got something positive to get out, whether it's music, a business, a story, hit up the Lawless family. We will definitely make sure you get on the air with one of us and the different shows that we have throughout the week. I have Valerie. Carrie is our guest for this evening. She is the CEO and founder of TOTM, Time of the Month. And for those of you who have been listening earlier in the show, we had some phone technical difficulties and reception, but she is back, and let's cross our fingers and cross our toes, and we can now hear her clearly. Good evening again, Ms. Carrie. How are you?
I'm great. What I can say is that sometimes the devil can be busy, because when you have something to say and he doesn't want people to hear you to say it, then you get all these technical difficulties.
Yeah. I have that in my fair share, too. It's like the days that I really want to be on the air or just do anything, those are the days that it's like, okay, you are fighting and making it hard for me to get to wherever I need to get to or say whatever I need to say. It's definitely those types of nights, definitely. Well, we have you on the clear now, so I'm excited. I know I had a caller a minute ago, but they ended up, I don't know if they're in the tech when they dropped, so hopefully they'll call back in. So, as I was saying to about your bio earlier, you're a retired New York City police sergeant who was injured on the job and then decided to turn and become an entrepreneur and, you know, an author and everything. So, when you became an entrepreneur, did you know this was where you were going to turn your career into, or did you, you know, or did you think it was something else that you were going to leave, you know, the punishment for?
You know, I honestly didn't have any expectations. The book originally wasn't meant to go to press. It was something for my daughter. It was a way for her to express herself during that time of the month, and a way for me to give her tips on what she should be doing during that time of the month. Mm-hmm. And as I was preparing the book for her, I just had this bright idea that, you know, maybe perhaps some other women can actually utilize the book. And I find that based off of what people have been telling me, but also from my personal experience, that the book is great as a communication tool between single dads and their daughters, and even women and their gynecologists. And one of the primary reasons that I began to even try to formulate a book for my daughter was because I never had that TOTM, that period talk, with my mom, not one that I could even remember. So I wasn't quite sure how I was going to open the subject with her, and I just kind of felt that, you know, written verse is sometimes easier to express yourself than verbally. So that's how the whole book, the concept of the book, began. And then after the book was published and I began doing book signings, I had to, you know, explain what the book was about and how to use the book. It then took a life on its own because I began doing workshops and then presentations on TOTM and, you know, just healthier living during a time of the month and ways to prevent bloating and cramping it, because those things really, truly affect you as a woman in your relationships, in life. Just everyday things can be affected once a month, you know, surrounding your period.
Right. You're absolutely right. It definitely affects everything. You know what, when you just single dads, just dads, period, who are very involved in their daughter's lives, that's a touchy subject for them. And that is, you're right, this is a good point for them to communicate if something happens and mom is not around, grandma's not around, aunt, you know, cousin, female cousin, whatever, you know. So this is definitely a way for them to communicate with their daughter, because it happens. There's a lot of males out there who are, you know, doing it themselves and assisting in some form or fashion. So, you know, I might even have to get this from my daughter. She's six. And, man, I told y'all this was for the women. But I have to admit that there was, I think she looks, she's six now. She's probably about three, maybe. When they walk your bathroom, it's not yours. It is not yours. And she walked in on me when I was in the bathroom, and she thought mommy was hurting. Yeah, she thought mommy was hurt, and she started and ran down. We were at one of my sister's houses, and she ran down the steps, and she's yelling, like, come and help my mommy, she's bleeding.
Oh.
They're all, then, of course, that, of course, freaks them out, because they're thinking I'm in the bathroom, and there's literally something wrong, and I'm quickly trying to get myself together and go, no, I'm fine, you know, everything is okay. And I had, in that moment, I had to quickly have a bridge version at a three-year-old age of what was going on with mom.
Right.
And once I told her that I was fine, she was okay, crying, stopped everything. And I had to say, you know, females go through this, and this is what God intends for us, you know, for preparing our bodies, for, you know, to have little people like you, you know. But it was quite, you know, I wasn't prepared for that. I'm thinking, oh, I got some years to before I get to that. That conversation. So your book probably helped me. For me to even write some little notes for myself to start to prepare. I wasn't, but you know, I know about it now, and we still, and she hasn't brought it up since. We haven't brought it up since, but I know I need to start preparing myself, because you know it's going to get to a point between, and twist the needle, and you know, anywhere between now 13, depending on her body.
Exactly.
And what's going to happen with her body. Because, you know, and for those who are listening, everybody knows that, you know, for anywhere between, what is it, like 7 and 13, that's when our body starts changing. And, you know, look, we're talking about this, I'll be real. You know, I was just getting ready to turn 11, so I was a really early, you know, or I guess late, depending on who you're talking to. I was about 10, and when mine decided, okay, the change for me, when my menstrual cycle decided to, okay, enter the world, and all of my sisters after me, I'm the oldest, all of my sisters after me, all of ours came between 9 and 10, right before that, the 11 years old. So my mom had to definitely start talking to us right around the time of my daughter's age. So I know I need to start, you know, talking to her in case it goes down to her generation as well.
Yes, yes, yes. You definitely have to start the conversation earlier rather than later, because you don't know where she's going to be when she has her first period, and you definitely want her to be prepared. You don't want her to be afraid. You want her to be knowledgeable, to know what to expect. And back when, the average age was like 12 years old, 13 starting, but now the average age is like 8 years old. The girls are getting their periods because, you know, times have changed, our foods have changed. Our young girls are getting, you know, they're weighing more because they're eating more processed foods and more fast foods, which has actually accelerated their puberty stages. So, yes, you definitely want to begin the conversation. And this based off of when you and your sisters had got your first period, that's a great indication, you know, or a marker to use. And I would definitely say, you know, start having a conversation with her now. You may even because you've had some interaction with her, you may even want to ask her, do you remember when you were 3 years old, the time you thought mommy was, you know, really
dying?
You may want to open up the conversation based off of that. But
right.
I find that for women who have daughters, it's easier to actually, even though some of us actually don't have these conversations, and I think it's like generationally, like if you didn't have the conversation with your mother, then you don't have the conversation with your daughter. But for those who possibly did have the conversation with their moms, I just feel that it's easier for a woman to have a conversation with her daughter about the menstrual cycle. And one of the best ways to do it is when you're on your cycle, because how many times has your daughter come into the bathroom when you're in the bathroom? You know, because for mothers, you know, our children, they follow us everywhere. And so, you know, you may want to take her with you when you're going to the pharmacy to pick up your feminine product and start to explain to her what the different products are and how she can use them. And that opens the conversation.
I didn't even think about that as far as, you know, going to, you know, the pharmacy or even taking her in the bathroom with me, because usually I'm like, can you just give me a moment? You know, because, like, you know, she does, you know, she's like my little, I call her my little sidekick, you know, because she, you know, like, follows me everywhere. We, you know, for the longest time until she started school, you know, she was with me, and I, you know, that was my fault. I, you know, I took her everywhere. Doesn't matter, didn't, you know, it was everywhere, and it's, you know, so that's instilled with her. It's okay, I go with mommy. That is a good, you know, good advice. So, ladies who are listening, and you have young daughters, and you aren't there yet, let's, you know, start the conversations early. Let's take them into the grocery store, the pharmacy, wherever you're getting your feminine products from, and you know, talk to them about the different brands. Talk to them about the different sizes, whether it's regular or medium or super or whatever, and what does that mean? And you know, it's, and you're right. If the generation, you know, good, very good point, Valerie, because there's people who had no conversation. And I think my mom, the reason she talked to me and my sisters is because she had no conversation with her mother. And she wanted to break that, so she talked to us at a very early age. And I want to continue that with my daughter, because I don't want her to, you know, one day not have that conversation and like you said, wake up or out with her friends and all of a sudden she's thinking, oh, my God, you know, what in the world is wrong with me? And, you know, you want that to be with you versus talking to some, you know, one of the girlfriends at somebody's house or another mother, you know. But, yeah, I don't want that. I want her to be able to talk to me and you know, with this subject and every subject, you know, every subject is the main thing that we want for all of our children. It's not just this, but even when you get down to that, ooh, that godforsaken three-letter word of sex. You know, you want them to come to you. And, you know, I'm very thankful that me and my siblings, I have, you know, sisters and I have one brother. Sometimes I wish my brother wouldn't ask us for every little thing. But I remember growing up, oh, my Lord, you know, some people probably didn't have it, but I definitely had a brother who he had no problem asking his sisters or his mother on all kinds of issues.
Wow.
Yes, but, you know, it's been for my mom. She was very open and she wanted to break, you know, and it starts with one person. And like you started this with your daughter and breaking that cycle, it starts with one person who wants to break something in your family chain. And just, that's all you got to do is if you start it and you keep instilling it into the next generation will keep doing it and it will improve and go on. So when you started this book for your daughter, what was her insight? What was her take on it? Did she shy away from it? Was she open?
Well, she did not shy away from it because I actually began talking to her really young because she was like my sidekick. And there were times I'm in the bathroom and it's like, here you are. Okay, so we would have little conversations because I feel it's a topic, especially for a young child. If you're starting a conversation with a four-year-old, you know, that's a lot to comprehend, and their comprehension is not, you know, as vast as 11-year-old or 12-year-old. So by the time she was six, she kind of had some understanding what a period was, and that you would be having it, you know, once a month. And we continually talked about it, you know, on and on, off and on, until the time when she actually did get her first menstrual cycle. So she felt comfortable enough, like, when it did come, to let me know, I think I have it. And I checked, and I said, yeah, I think you got it too. So, and it was something that we celebrated. And so I actually didn't get to write the book prior to her getting her first period.
Okay.
So it was something that I wanted to do for her, and I told her, I was like, Mommy's writing this book. And, you know, when it did come out, she knew that the book was based off of the information that I wanted her to have. And so she's taken this journey with me, you know, attending workshops and presentations that I do. So she, I think she's pretty much, you know, she's received it really well. And she's been a great, you know, advocate to TOTM and the movement.
Wonderful. That's wonderful. It's good to know because, you know, when parents take on, you know, whatever it is, you know, to take, writing a book or whatever, especially if it's insight about their lives, you know, they can take it a different way. So I'm glad that she embraced it. And, you know, and you definitely sound like y'all have a great relationship, and that's, I commend you on that. You know, so, you know, my hat's off. Let's tell the audience just a little bit about, I know we keep saying TOTM, time of the month, and that there's a book out there. Give the audience just maybe a snippet of what's inside the book so that they may want to go out there and purchase the book from your website.
Well, TOTM, Time of the Month, it is truly the ultimate period planner. It's not just a book that you're going to read. It's a book that you're going to utilize because it's a calendar planner. So you're able to track your weekly, monthly itinerary, you know, jot down your appointments. But what's unique about this planner is that for every month, there are 5 designated pages where you're able to document and track your flow of your cycle. You know, you can write down how many napkins or tampons you used, or if you used the menstrual cup. And the reason why that's important to track your flow, whether it's light, medium, heavy, because your body is always talking to you. And if there's something wrong with your body, it's going to tell you. But if you're not listening to your body, you won't know. So if you normally experience a light or medium sort of flow and you normally wear, on average, let's say, 3 sanitary napkins a day on your average flow, and then you find yourself wearing 6 to 10, then you know that there's a problem because that's not normal for you. It may be normal for someone else, and that can be an indication of something more severe, such as fibroids or cysts or something like that. So you're able to notate what your flow is. You're also able to track your mood, whether you're feeling sad, happy, depressed. I know some people are saying, why would you put happy in there? Like, when is anyone happy on their menstrual cycle? But, you know, everyone's different, and, you know, the whole purpose is to be in a so happy state, and so I do give tips in the book on different things to boost your mood, different things that you can do, but back to notating the special documents that you can, ways that you can notate about your cycle would also be your cravings, your pain, your skin conditions. Because during that time of the month, sometimes you just may always get this pimple on the end of your nose, and it's normally in the same spot, whether it's on your forehead or on your cheek, and it just so happens that it comes the week before or the week of your period.
Right.
You know, there's things that you could do to, you know, deal with the skin conditions as well. And then you're able to just write down what type of remedies did you use. Did you drink any tea? Did you take any vitamins? Did you do any exercise? So part of the book is, you know, where you can actually write, and then there's other parts in the book that just pretty much gives you advice. You know, it gives you some healthy foods that you can eat while you're on your menstrual cycle. You know, like I said before, things to do to boost your mood, during that time of the month. And it talks about accidents, because accidents do happen, and they happen to the best of us, but how do you deal with an accident? So we talk about that in the book. But what I also get a lot of comments about from the book is that the book comes with these stickers that indicate, you know, what your expression is, your feeling, what your emotion is during that time. So you can, you know, take a cranky sticker and put it on any particular day, or a grouchy sticker.
Some of us need some stickers just because, just at work, period. You know, I don't even have to deal with the, you know, TOTM. I just need the stickers, you know, when I'm at work on a daily basis. But, yeah. Put the stickers up for people and be like, okay, this is what you are today, or this is what I am today. Leave me alone. Or okay, you can talk to me, you know. That's cute. I like that. I like the sticker part. That's interesting. I like, you know, you mentioned a really good point that some people, you know, whether it's pre-menstrual cycle or during or whatever, you know, you get your body changes, whether it's a pimple on the nose, the little forehead. But, people don't realize that. Like for me, my facial skin tone changes. I don't do the pimples anymore, but occasionally, but not normally. But my skin tone, it changes a little bit. The hue changes a little bit darker. And then, you know, when I'm done, it comes back to, you know, my natural color. But, you know, I, for a long time, didn't notice that. My mother pointed it out when I was much, 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 much younger than I am now. And when she pointed it out to me, because she was like, oh, yeah, you know how mothers are. We're both mothers. We know, you know, you just say it out loud. I don't even care who's around. You're like, yeah, your cycle's coming. Your face is, your coloration is changing. And I'd be like, what are you talking about? And
how did she know that?
right. But then, you know, she was right. I started paying attention to my facial coloration. Okay, and sure enough, about a week to a week and a half before my cycle's due, my coloration changes for a while, and then it comes back. And you're right, other symptoms, you know, your mood. You know, and that's funny that people actually ask you, you know, about being happy. There are times when you're actually happy, you know, you're like, oh, God, today is an awesome day, and you have no clue why. But there are days during your cycle that you are a little bit, you know, more happy than any other time. It doesn't, and I've noticed myself during those times, too, and some people, you know, over the years, you know, especially, you know, individuals who, you know, you're not going to blab to the world, oh, I'm on my period right now. But, you know, they always think women were bipolar up and down, up and down. But it's just our body going through its natural stage of life. It's what we're supposed to do every month. We go through, you know, this process.
Right.
The thing about, you know, the thing that I've learned and what you've said and what, you know, and I think that's what you try to get across when you do your interviews and when you're doing your book tours and everything, is the fact that we have to learn who we are. We have
Absolutely.
To learn, you know, each step. Don't, you know, it's not just all about the outward self. It's the inward self that we also have to know. We need to know, you know, what triggers, what helps. You know, if you drink a lot of water, does it ease the pain if you're a heavy cramper? You know, if you eat, I don't know, seafood, for example. I don't know if that really works. I'm just throwing it out there. But if you, you know, eat a certain thing, that a not a good time for you to eat that. You need to wait, you know, because, I mean, food, like you said, today's society, there is so much injected into our foods now than before that plays a part of our body kit makeup and our chemistry, especially, like you said, for the little girls. Our little children are getting their cycles way ahead of schedule than you and I did, but you're right. I agree with you, and I'm loving it. I'm definitely gonna have to get your book for when I'm, and not just for me and my daughter, but I have 1, 2, 3, I think it's 4, 4 nieces. I'm gonna have to get everybody a book. You know, because they're all not there yet. They're all under, my older niece just turned 9. So she's about to, she's at that point on my side of the family, of course. If she follows me and her aunts, then she should be getting ready to prepare. Now, I don't know about her mom's side of the family. I don't know their thing, and, you know, that does play a part in it. But if she goes along, if her body goes to her dad, my brother's side of the family, which is me and my sisters, then she is about to get to that point where, you know, her body's going to be like, okay, let's go through the change. But I'm loving this conversation. I really am. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Here's a little something.
don't know how I'm gonna fight this. Did somebody turn the lights off? Cause I'm walking in the darkness. It's the other side of reason. It don't even have a season.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's Nikki Outlaw Real. That was Good Loving by Breathe and Hello by Lady PJ. Two awesome. If you are an artist and want your music, please submit your music to music@lawlessradio.com. You can also go to lawlessradio.com and click on contact, and there's a whole instructions on how to submit your music in the right appropriate format, station format. So please check us out. If you are, as I said, I'm doing in the next week, I'm going to try and do a poetry. So any lyrics out there, spoken word, hit me up on Facebook, send me a message, or you can email me at KIR3AL at gmail.com. And we have been talking to Valerie Carey. She is the CEO and founder of Time of the Month, TOTM. Ladies, if you're on the air listening to me on via computer, I hope you're got lots of information. Men, if you are listening, hopefully this is good information for when you're talking to your daughter, your niece, you know, whatever. Maybe just to understand your partner, your wife, just going through the things because, you know, we do have some men who don't mind going to the store for us when we are unable to. So hats off to you as well. And thank you for doing those things. And Valerie, we were talking about the book and the planner, basically, and how it shows you, you know, the different symptoms of, you know, or your, not just symptoms, but your life and how your body changes and what's going on with it month to month, week to week, you know, second to second, as long as you're, you know, keeping track of everything. You also said that you do book tours and everything. How can people get in contact with you if they wanted to schedule, you know, for you to come to their event, have you as a guest somewhere?
Well, they can email us at info@itsmytotm.com. So that would be itsmytotm.com. If they were interested in having me do a TOTM presentation or keynote speaking for a girls event or something like that, they can also reach out to me on Twitter and Actually, I would love for everyone who's listening in to follow us on Twitter at MyTOTM, because we give out daily TOTM tips there on different things that you can do to stay in that so happy state.
Oh, wonderful. And how can they obtain the book?
Oh, they can get the book from Amazon.com. The book is TOTM, Time of the Month, The Ultimate Period Planner, or they can get it directly through our website, which is www.totmtimeofthemonth.com.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll say that again. Get off the air all of that information. Definitely get that to you. Definitely. So, any up and coming, you know, speaking engagements? Our listeners may be able to see you live and in person.
Well, actually, this Friday, I am doing a presentation here in my local town of Brooklyn, and I'm actually trying to pull up the exact location. Friday happens to be my birthday. And
Happy early birthday. Thank you.
I was asked by a good friend of mine to keynote speak at her organization. She's the founder of Save Our Youth Through Arts. And so I don't have that exact location in front of me, but this Friday at 6 p.m., June 7th in Brooklyn, it's by Carlton Avenue, but I don't have the exact address.
Okay, for anybody who's listening and you're in the Brooklyn, New York area, and you know exactly what the area she's talking about, try and get down there. And, you know, sometimes all you have to do is walk or drive and people can direct you in the right path.
And I'll definitely be tweeting it out. So on our Twitter at MyTOTM, so the address and location will be getting tweeted out this week.
Definitely, definitely. And if you send it to me, I'll make sure that it gets out too. I can also get that out there for you as well, for anybody who is in the New York and would like to attend. So we're definitely, too bad I'm not in the New York area. I would attend. But actually, I have another engagement Friday night, so I think that would be probably difficult to do. As long as my health, knock on wood, keeps me up and not me back down where I have to miss some things. And, you know, especially like when we go and go and go. And I think that's another thing when it comes to our menstrual cycle, is that when we go, our body fights, you know, it fights back. You know, it needs rest. And sometimes, especially moms, we don't really rest. We, you know, when we say we're going to bed, it takes us probably, you know, another half an hour, an hour, and sometimes more, depending on the female, before we actually get to the bedroom and to lie down.
Absolutely.
Even then, you know, and even then, you get to the bedroom and you still might come up with something else that you need to do before you actually put everything down and put your head on a pillow. So I'm trying to learn, Valerie, how to not stop, but slow down just a little bit, because I'm going a little too much according to my family and now my body in the last couple of weeks. It's had me down for the last couple of weeks. So I'm trying to learn all these little things, and maybe even, you know, it's even affected my menstrual cycle last month. So it was definitely off, as we would say, irregular, a little bit. So it definitely fights back. What else is going on? What you are also involved, not just in TOTM and speaking engagements about the book, but you are also an activist.
Yeah.
So when you're out doing your community activism, are you still promoting women empowerment and bodies, or is there other things that you're promoting?
Well, when you're out and about and you're doing what we call heart work, you know, it just comes up when you're having conversations with women. But I'm heavily involved with a local organization, Brooklyn Cares, which is part of, this is a local chapter for National Cares Mentoring Movement. And so what our organization does is it partners willing and able adults with mentoring organizations that need mentors. And so that's one of the things that I do and advocate for, because our youth are very, you know, they're important. They're our future. And if we are not there to help mentor and guide them and shape them, then our future is looking pretty bleak.
I could not agree with you more. One of the things about myself and keeping it real is we are constantly promoting mentoring or giving back to the youth. I've had several guests in the past, and it seems to be a common theme with all of us that some form of fashion in wherever we live and in our communities, we're doing something and trying to keep our kids positive in some form of fashion. So, yay, I found another guest who does the same thing. and keeping our youth ahead and leadership and keeping them encouraged. And you know, that's great. And I hope I heard it correctly. You said you do it through art when you're doing your mentorship or after talking. Is there some art involved?
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, what my organization does is that we connect mentors with mentoring organizations. However, we happen to be having a fundraiser this Thursday. It's actually a poetry slam where the youth are going to come out and they're going to express themselves on the mic, and there'll be prizes for those individuals, and the monies that are raised from that event go back to the mentoring organizations that we have partnered with. So that's what we're doing this Thursday.
Okay. It was probably when you were talking about this Friday coming up in the artist. I meshed everything together. But that's still an awesome thing that y'all are doing this Thursday. It's really legit. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, if you're in the New York area and, you know, you can give back and support our youth and mentoring, please, you know, connect to Valerie Carey. And her name is spelled VALARIECARAY. She does have a fan page, as well as TOTM has a fan page, and you connect with her on Twitter, so that if you're able and willing and are in the New York area to assist her in any form of fashion, you know, we need to, you know, support each other and support our youth, because they are our future. And if we, you know, the way we keep looking at it right now, our youth are dying, and we need to keep them strong, keep them off the streets, and keep guns and drugs and everything else away from them in any form of fashion that you can assist, not just Valerie or myself, but anybody else in your area. You know, we commend you, and we you know, encourage you to do so, because that's what we need to do. We need to, you know, keep youth up and empowered. Definitely do that. So, all right. Okay. Valerie.
Yes. Yes.
So, just tell me some more about, you know, I'm more of the Keeping It Real show is really laid back, making, you know, make you feel at home, like you're sitting in your living room. You know, so I don't usually have questions in front of me as we're talking. It just comes to me. So, I'm flipping my page because I did print off a couple of things from the TOTM website. I just want to make sure we've covered what I highlighted I wanted to touch on.
Well, what I wanted to share when we were discussing different foods that, you know, you may want to eat or you may not want to eat while you're on your menstrual cycle, was one of the things that I totally stress is that during that time of the month, you really should stay away from the fried foods and the saturated fat. So, you know, those french fries that you see at the fast food restaurant, you may want to just stay clear of those during that time of the month. But definitely what you may, if you're not already doing, would like to incorporate into your diet during that time of the month would be bananas. That's like my number one TOTM food, bananas, because they're good for bloating and they're good for cramping and they just help boost your mood. So these are some of the things that we experience as women during our menstrual cycle, some of those symptoms, but bananas can help.
I have so much bananas.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of bananas. Menstrual cycle or no menstrual cycle, not everything. I love it's a funny, but I'll eat depending on who makes it, banana pudding, and you know but it's like the, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the texture of the banana. And my mom always laughs at me because if I do eat a banana, I feel my body's craving it. You know, that's kind of how I, you know, because every, and you know, because our body does crave different types of food, you know, whether it's, you need that. And it's usually, it's not really the food. It's, and I try to tell my daughter that when she's, you know, she's like, but mommy, I'm craving that. And I'm like, no, your body's craving whatever it is that is, you know, whether it's the potassium or the protein or the iron or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I never thought about eating a banana. Well, now we know, ladies and gentlemen, especially ladies, you know, eat a banana. Get some bananas. Go to your market, you know, preferably your farmer's market. Get that fresh banana that's not been gone through all that process and have some banana and some banana pudding and some banana bread. and have some bananas to help boost our mentality and metabolism and everything. Wow. You learn something every day. What's another probably good food that I probably didn't even think about that we should probably also incorporate into our diet?
Well, oatmeal is actually really good to eat when you're on your TOTM because it's packed with B6 vitamins, which can help with that sadness that we sometimes experience.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps. You know, it helps ward off depression and other foods that are enriched in vitamin B6 happen to be bananas. So I'll keep saying bananas over and over. There's a few ways that you can eat them, you know. This month, for the month of June, we have a June challenge because I challenge my community, TLTF community, every month with a different challenge for what they can do while they're on your menstrual cycle because everyone's different. And this is about self-awareness, becoming more aware and in tune with your own body. So what may work for one woman may not work for another, but the majority consensus would say that some of the things that we've talked about does work. So which bananas was one of our challenges. And we have another challenge this month, which is our banana chocolate challenge, dipping bananas in chocolate and then seeing how that makes you feel during your time of the month. Chocolate is actually a good food to eat, as long as it's dark chocolate, but it's a good food to eat. It has magnesium, it has iron in it, and it also helps boost your mood. So that's a great TOTM snack to have, and that's one of the reasons why we crave chocolate during our TOTM.
Oh, wow. Well, see, I'm already eating chocolate because I love chocolate. I can't even go sometimes, even if it's, I go to different cities or states or whatever, and if they have a chocolate store, I can guarantee you before I leave there, I have hit that store. I love chocolate. So, okay, I guess I can combine my love of chocolate and some bananas. And oatmeal, well, that's a regimen in my house anyway, so I'm already doing that. So that's a good thing. What about, you gave two examples of what we should eat. What about drinking? I mean, I know water is good, but what's another thing that we probably should drink that would help during TOTM?
Well, of course, I have to say tea. Tea is one of the things. Yes, yes. Green tea, which is high in antioxidants. Chamomile tea, which can help you calm down and relax and helps you go to sleep. Peppermint tea is definitely good, you know, especially if you're experiencing cramps. Cinnamon tea is awesome for cramps. and it also helps with that PMS acne that you get. So cinnamon tea is great for that. But also, if you experience like heavy cycles, cinnamon tea can help regulate your flow. So
wow. Yeah, I mean, I'm a tea drinker, but I did not know that about the cinnamon.
Yeah, and you can make cinnamon tea just by steeping cinnamon sticks in hot water.
Right. Wow. Nice. See, we that's what I love about my show and having my guests on, because we learn so much about things or issues and ideas that we think we know, and then lo and behold, we bring someone on. That's why guests, whether show or another show or on television, I love learning, and I thank you, Valerie, for every time I turn around, I'm jotting stuff down. I have my pen. So I have definitely got some notes, besides the fact that I'm going to get four or five, however many books I need for my nieces and my daughter, regarding your book, TOTM. And ladies and gentlemen, again, please go to her website, Valerie Carey website, TOTM. Valerie, I'm so sorry. TOTM time of the month. .com. I want to just go TOTM.com, but I know it's not. It's TOTimeoftheMonth.com. And all this stuff is up there. You can go to Amazon.com and search TOTM, Time of the Month, /book. It's there as well as you can get it from her original, her personal website. And if you are also looking to have Valerie as a speaker, or want to, have her in conjunction with something else you got going on, follow her on Twitter. She has a Facebook fan page, as well as, you can go to the website. We're going to take another little break, and we'll be right back.
My heart and swear to die now. You were just fronting, acting stupid. You were just lying, said you're never leaving.
And you
changed the way I felt inside, girl. It should be back then, but give me a minute to shed some light, cause I can't see it. The more you come and go, you know exactly how I feel. So baby, please don't leave. No, no, no. You got my love just crashing now. I can't believe you wanna leave after you said you won't leave me alone. Come back to change the picture from what we're doing to what we started. Leaving is not a good option. I need you close to me. Can we move on? It's confusing when you say to me, I can't think straight. Cause girl, you believe it. The more you come and go, you know exactly how I feel. So baby, please don't leave. No, no, no. You got my love just crashing now. I can't believe you wanna leave after you said you won't leave me alone.
I'll die, baby, if you leave. I'll die, baby, and I know I can't breathe without you in my life, baby, if you leave. I'll die, baby, if you leave.
never let you go.
Welcome back. This is Keeping It Real with Nikki Outlaw, and my special guest tonight is Valerie Carey. That was If You Leave by CJ and Invisible Man by Donnie Williams. Again, supporting our local come-ups. So, and if you are an artist and want to be on music played by Lawless Radio, please go to lawlessradio.com, click on contact, and you will be able to read the instructions on how to submit your music. And if, again, I'm going to put this out there, if you are a poet, a lyric, spoken word, whatever you like to call yourself, if you have an awesome talent with the words, please contact me at keepingitreal@gmail.com. That's KIR3AL@gmail.com. Or if you're friends with me on Facebook, please send me a message, or Keeping It Real fan page. You can also send me a message there. I would like to do a poetry show within the next couple of weeks. Thank you. Valerie, our time is almost up. It's amazing how you're presenting information and good information, how the time flies by. Definitely flying by. Please tell the audience, I want to make sure that we get your information out there once again, how they can contact you via email for speaking engagements or just to inquire.
They can contact me through info@itsmytotm.com. That's itsmytotm.com. And also, you can follow us on Twitter @mytotm.
Wonderful, wonderful. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to contact her to get information on speaking engagements or book signings or anything like that, please hit her up. Also, you can go to the totmtimeofthemonth.com webpage and find also information there. Lots of information, as well as go to Amazon.com, and we want to get that book out there to our young ladies, and maybe even some of us who are seasoned old ladies might, you know, find it as well very helpful for us just to know what's going on with our bodies. If you have not really taken the time out to really learn your body, we want you to feel empowered and take your body back. That's the main thing. You want to, you know, move on. Like I said, even for me personally, sometimes my mom noticed before I noticed, and I now am thankful for that because I can see them before they, you know, occur and know what I need to do accordingly. So you definitely want to, you know, empower yourself. You know, as Valerie says for the TOTM, you want to be, what was it? Be so happy once. I'm reading it. May every TOTM be a so happy one. That's quite catchy.
Yes,
I like that. I was reading that when the music was playing. I was like, I got it. So, you know, go out there, get the information. I also noticed, and I didn't catch it when I was trying to, you know, get information, is that you also, do you still do this, have a weekly radio show that people can also listen in and get more information?
Absolutely. They can tune in to TOTM T-Talk right here on Blog Talk Radio on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. You can also hear her as well on Wednesdays. And get more information, because I know we didn't get to cover, as you know, a whole lot. There is so much more out there for our young women and women of all ages, that when it comes to the female body, yes, men say it all the time, that women are a mystery. But to us, our own bodies are a mystery because, you know, sometimes we think it's fighting back at us. And, you know, like Ms. Karen said, you know, some one symptom you could have today and next month it could be a totally different thing depending on what did you drink, what did you eat, what did you change in your exercise, what did you, you know, change in your routine. You know, so it everything, the environment, affects us in so many different ways, and our body is how one of the ways it comes back and fights us or changes or however you would like to, you know, words you want to use. So, you know, I encourage my female listeners, I encourage my male listeners who have young daughters, nieces, to get this book, get, you know, go on the Blog Talk on Wednesdays and listen. You know, this is really, really good information. Ms. Carrie, I appreciate you. I thank you. I invite you back to Keeping It Real in the future. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Nikki Outlaw, Lawless. It's been real. Love you. Next Tuesday.